Then I heard the roar of a crowd and remembered the amphitheater. Gladiators were fighting one another tonight. When our caravan had arrived in town, I saw graffiti painted on the stone walls with gladiators' names. These had made me smile. Titus has big arms. He is a heartthrob to young girls. Arcus is a maiden's hero. Were these men now in the arena? My own heart felt heavy now, knowing that the cheers meant a man was being killed. Tryphaena loved this cruel sport. She told me she enjoyed the excitement and betting on who would be stronger, lion or man. Because of my youth, I have not yet attended such a contest.
As we can tell from the diary, and as you probably know from the movies, gladiators were men who fought animals and other men in front of huge crowds. Did you notice that description of the graffiti? This is the second time we've read about graffiti. This time the subject is gladiators. It seems like fans had their favorite athletes then, just as they do today. Okay, let's keep reading on page 113 with a new entry that's titled Summer, 15 Days After Solstice.
Summer, 15 Days After Solstice. This afternoon, Julia and I soaked in hot pools that flow up naturally from the ground. We think the water comes from inside Vesuvius because the top of the mountain is often hidden by what looks like steam. No one really knows. I have not mentioned this before, but Rome also has baths from natural hot springs, public ones that are meeting places for senators and knights after they have argued all day in court. Here in Herculaneum, I was thankful that one